The Cottonwood Extension District is set to kick off their Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program a little bit later on in the month. Cottonwood Extension District agent Bernie Unruh stops by to talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I have been so impressed with the benefits that people have seen from starting in this program. So we haven't had it here in Hayes. We started over in Ellis last year.
Oh, okay. So a year ago even. So
yes.
Some of our listeners probably are familiar with this already.
Definitely. And it's going on in Kansas for probably 5 to 7 years. And so Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is, we say, middle-aged adults, 55 to 60. So, you know, I guess if you make it to 100, then yeah, those 50-year-olds look young.
Exactly.
So we are starting a class October 26th at the Extension office here in Hayes. We'll be in the back meeting room. And it is designed to last for 8 weeks. So we'll meet 16 times for an hour twice a week. And just over that time period, we were so fortunate to see some really good changes in people. They just became stronger. They are supposed to, the idea is to do it every other day, do strengthening every other day, walk. You can still walk every day. But
sure.
Just to get people up and moving. And you know how easy it is to go home and sit in your recliner, and maybe you don't do that, but
I know that's exactly what I do.
Yeah, if you go home and you sit down and you don't get up and get moving, then your body just, it relaxes and nothing, there's no metabolism happening. There's nothing happening. So sitting is our worst disease.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long, right, to get yourself unhealthy if you're in that mindset of not exercising or not at least going out and being active, doing something.
Mm-hmm. So we do some stretching exercises at the beginning, and then there is a program. And so we start out pretty easy, really, only doing 5 repetitions of a strengthening. And so, I mean, we do the upper body and the lower body. I mean, the very first thing we do is stand up and sit down and stand up and sit down 5 times. And then a couple weeks later, we're doing 6 times and then 8 times and then 10 times and then doing 10 times twice. So it's amazing how you can increase over the 8 weeks. It really is a great program, very evidence-based. Missouri is who brought it to Kansas. And I think Missouri works with 8 other states. So it's moving across the nation.
Very cool.
Stay strong, stay healthy.
Like it.
Yeah.
So how do you get involved in this program?
We have registration forms at our office, and we'll get them on our website and also on our Facebook page. Each participant, if you sign up, has to fill out a questionnaire so we kind of know where you're at. So, you know, you could be a person that is seriously not doing hardly any exercise, being pretty sedentary, and we could still have you come and get started. But we do kind of want to know where you're at. So if we do... I'm going to say that every physician is going to say, yes, you need to do this. We've never had a physician say, no, you're not capable of doing this. Even if you have to have a walker in front of you and you have to hang on, or if you have to have a chair, we can get a chair that has, so you could push yourself up. But we just have to get your body moving. And so it can be at many levels. You know, we're not going to get down on the floor and do push-ups. We're not going to. You know, do jumping jacks. It starts pretty slow. And then we do cool down at the end. And so it does last about an hour. In the beginning, we're a little bit shorter. But I also include lots of nutrition and other, encouragement to walk every other day if you're doing strengthening every other day.
Okay. Yeah. You're kind of mixing it up a little bit so you get the benefits of both. Yeah.
And I'm not going to use names, but there were a couple of gals. Well, there were just people who really encouraged each other. So we were in a discussion. I asked them what they were most thankful for. It was getting close to Thanksgiving last year. And the one person said, I went to a doctor appointment yesterday, and he said, I am better now today than I have been for the entire last year. And I saw this gal 6 months later, and she was continuing to do the exercises with someone in the area where she lived, and she was no longer using a walker. So it was very encouraging, and her strength improved, and her balance improved greatly. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it is $20 because we do have handouts, and if somebody has weights they want to bring, we start out with 2-pound weights. They can do, if they want to start out with 5-pound weights, but we have 2, 3, and 5-pound weights that people can use and just leave at the office. And then we also have leg weights. So, you know, you make the choice of how much you want to do and how quickly you want to move up and how much you want to increase in weights.
Yeah. But you never want to rush it, right? You want to
it's nice and easy and slow, but it will wear you, you know, even the first time, if you haven't been doing anything the first time, I was even like, whoa, I should have started, you know, working on this a little bit.
You should have been like, you're like a teacher that's reading ahead of the students just like a few days and been like just a couple workouts ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. But it does help get you moving. And then you also meet more people who are kind of in the same situation that you are. So you have this motivation to not give up. Like, we should never give up.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to ask about that.
I'm just not going to be able to exercise.
Yeah, the group nature of it, I think that's got to be really powerful for exactly what you're talking about, right? The motivation piece.
Definitely, yeah. And everybody was so encouraging. We usually had a topic of the day where they had to, well, kind of to take their mind off of, oh, this is difficult. I usually had a topic of the day so they could learn a little bit more about each other, so they could visit with each other And what isn't so personal that you had to tell everything about your life, but it was just to learn a little bit more about each other. So,
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. I love it. So how many people, is this going to be limited, or are you just taking anybody that wants to sign up?
We probably would cut it off because of the size of our room to 15 people.
Okay.
So
if you're interested, don't wait too long to get signed
right.
up.
Right. Yes.
Because you don't want to miss your opportunity.
Call our office, 628-9430, or... you know, you can stop by the extension office. We're at 601 Main. We're pretty easy to find.
Excellent. I love it. And that sounds like such a cool program. But before we run out of time, we got to switch gears. I was trying to look this up while you were talking a little bit on my computer here. Mental health.
Mental health.
It's important all year, obviously. But there is a mental health month. We can't figure out which month it is.
It's okay. I think it's important any month. And especially when we come into the holidays. I mean, sometimes it is more difficult for people around Thanksgiving or around Christmas. And then maybe even after the new year. That is just such a rush of everybody's doing things. And you really don't stop to either take care of yourself or maybe not even notice somebody who is having a hard time.
Yeah. Well, and also the seasonal, I'm going to screw this up, but the seasonal affective, something like that, where the light, you know, being inside starts to bring you down and can cause
shorter, the nights get longer. And for some people who are at home, not able to get out, those evenings can be really long. So yeah, for any age group. And so managing stress, gosh, one way is to exercise. Another way really is to stay connected with someone. And so there was a seminar that I went to, and I thought this was really cool that, you know, to start your day, you should text 2 people before 10 o'clock. Text 2 before 10. And just stay connected with, if it's not a family member, a close friend or acquaintance, and see if you can make some connections with people. So those 2 things are really important. But even there's, you know, different kinds of meditation. But if you enjoy reading, I enjoy sewing, and I can sit down at my sewing machine, and that's a better place to sit than in front of the TV in my recliner. So find something that relaxes you, and you probably do music. Just go into your own little mode and not worry about the things that are out there in the big wide world that bother you.
Absolutely. I tell you, so I was a music student in college. Okay. I was a percussion student. I still have my drum set set up. And on those days, and after the morning show, even every once in a while, we get a stressful morning show, and not because of the guests, but just because things maybe aren't going correct with the technology here. But yeah, go home and just jam out for 5-10 minutes
there
and you feel better.
Yeah. You have to find your little spark that gives you that encouragement and motivation to keep going. But you know, if there is a person that really is so overwhelmed, there is help out there. I mean, I highly appreciate our High Plains Mental Health Center, and I know they put out some short videos. I think Eagle Communications helped them with those. And one of them was care for yourself, but also watching your kids and helping them cope. And so High Plains Mental Health is definitely a place, but there's also... you know, if nothing else, call 911 and they'll have a phone number for you. You can call, you know, a suicide health line. Or there's also a texting. If you like to text, you can just text to this number and they will they will text with you and keep you, get you through the really rough times.
Yeah. But that, I mean, the important thing is making that contact.
It is.
It's reaching out to somebody, and there shouldn't be any stigma or embarrassment. It's, you know, we've all been in those situations where things aren't going well, and
yes,
you're down. And as soon as you recognize that, that's a good time to say, like, you know what? I should talk to somebody.
Yes. The very first thing to remember is that everybody has stress. It's just on how you handle it. So we all have stress. If you know and watch for the signs ahead of time, then you can prepare yourself to say, okay, I need to do something for myself. I need to do something to relax or, you know, get myself back down to a level where it's manageable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, Bernie, I'll tell you, we've got to get over to weather, but any other thoughts before we go?
No, just give us a call if you're interested in the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, or even if you have some questions about emotional wellness. We have lots of resources that we can